His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In Falls Village, there is a special Board of Selectmen's meeting today at noontime. Budget discussion, discussion of 107 Main Street lease and lift zone, no action anticipated, and then adjournment. It is a Zoom meeting. Information is available on our Robin Hood Radio Facebook page and also at the Falls Village page. Hoosonic Valley Regional High School has been dealing with a storage foot tank valve problem over the past couple of days in their water supply system this week. School was dismissed early the other day. They were on remote learning for one day, and today is a total remote day as per normal this year. The parts that are fixing are over 20 years old. Locating them have been a problem. Superintendent Lisa Carter feels the problem should be fixed by tomorrow when school gets back into regular session. The Dollar General store in Germantown has been ordered closed until further notice after a gas leak and fire over the weekend. Germantown Fire Chief said on Sunday the town code enforcement officer ordered the business closed until repairs could be made. Multiple fire departments were called to the store for a major propane leak Friday night and a smoke condition on Sunday morning. Sunday morning's incident was directly related to Friday night's propane leak, according to the town. Great Barrington gets state funds for a shared-use path along Route 7. Those state funds will help the town build a path along Route 7 Stockbridge Road to improve pedestrian and bicycle safety, among other projects. State funding will help Great Barrington complete a 2.5-mile loop of the Fountain Pond State Park 3-mile hill system. The $137,000 Great Barrington is receiving will help build the old Route 7 Greenway, connect two community centers, and complete the final part of a 2.5-mile loop on the Fountain Pond State Park 3-mile hill trail system, according to a news release from the state of Massachusetts. 9 Berkshire County communities will receive federal funding for housing, infrastructure, and social service improvement through the Community Development Block Grant Program. Small cities and towns receive funding for projects that help low and moderate income residents. The State Department of Housing and Community Development oversees competitive application processes. North Adams receives $825,000 for Liberty and North Holden Street improvements, as well as senior center and social service improvements. Egremont, Great Barrington, and Sandersfield will get $1.3 million for housing rehab assistance to 29 units. Dalton, Beckett, and Sheffield and Stockbridge will receive $1.3 million for housing rehabilitation assistance to 20 units and Americans with Disabilities Act compliance plans for Dalton, Beckett, and Stockbridge. Governor Lamont and the chair of one of Connecticut's two federally recognized tribes announced Tuesday they've reached an agreement on a comprehensive gambling expansion plan for the state that could eventually lead to legalized sports wagering and online gaming. The governor and the Mohican tribal chair released a joint statement just hours after Lamont's chief of staff appeared before the General Assembly's Public Safety Committee, telling state legislators the administration was at the precipice of finally reaching a deal. They said that the administration's goal was to also include Mashantucket Pequot Tribe in the final agreement. Owners and operators of Foxwoods Resort Casino, the tribe was not mentioned in the limited joint statement. Great Barrington Police have added a service for deaf and hard of hearing. The Great Barrington Police Department will take steps to help deaf or hard of hearing who need substance abuse counseling or assistance with their interaction with police. Police Chief Paul Storty said Karen Larson, a statewide coordinator for substance use and recovery services for the deaf and hard of hearing, will train officers on how to interact with those citizens in both emergencies and other situations. There is no cost for the town for this service. Police are asking those who are deaf or hard of hearing to go to the department's website for a card to be displayed in their vehicle's visor, which will make it easier to communicate with officers if they need help or are stopped while driving. Some meetings coming up today in Kent. The Board of Education meets at Kent Center School. That meeting is set for today at 5 p.m. In Sheffield, Select Board working meeting at 5:30, then the regular Select Board meeting at 7. Joint Village and Town Police Committee meeting for Millerton and Town of Northeast being held tonight via Zoom teleconference at 6 p.m. The Board of Finance in Sharon meets tonight at 6 p.m. Pine Plain Central School District regular Board of Education meeting will be held tonight. Town of Dover Zoning Board of Appeals regular meeting being held tonight. Region 1 Board of Education has a communications subcommittee meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. via Zoom. In Salisbury coming up tomorrow, Board of Finance receive initial budgets from the Board of Education and Board of Selectmen. A budget workshop in Falls Village will be held by the Board of Education at 7 o'clock tomorrow. An Ankrum Planning Board meeting happens tomorrow at 7 p.m. All that is going on via Zoom. In Cornwall on Saturday at 9 o'clock, the Cornwall Association has their meeting via Zoom. From 5 to 6 p.m., author-editor talk, Elizabeth Colbert and Jillian Blake via Zoom. Every Saturday in March, Bard College for Civic Engagement holds a STEM program at the Northeast Militant Library via Zoom from 1 to 2:30. Sign up at tinyurl.com/2br9pkx. Author and environmental writer Ben Goldfarb talks about beavers and what they do to benefit us on Saturday at 4 o'clock, a Zoom at the Scoville Memorial Library, scovillelibrary.org. D.M. Hunt Library Zoom event, Beekeeping with Dan Carr of Beaver Tides Farm on Sunday at 2 p.m. Register at huntlibrary.org or on their Facebook page, huntlibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,391.52. The NASDAQ at 13,358.79. And the S&P 500 at 3870.29. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.